Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's mosey on over to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We welcome in Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic. Mike, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well. So round one is in the books from Green Bay. I mean, nobody's surprised now by the massive crowds that turn out. Another one in Green Bay. Were you surprised that the Browns gave up the haul that they did to move from 5 to 2 to grab Travis Hunter?
That's sexy. The Jags.
My bad.
With the Browns.
Yeah. Sexy move by the Jags to move up from 5 to 2 to get a guy who's a generational type player that could play on both sides of the ball.
I couldn't believe the Browns gave up on him.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I think when you're the Browns, you're looking, and yes, he's a great weapon, but who the heck's going to throw to him? You know what I mean? Like, they have a lot of holes that they're going to have to really start refilling. They need stuff along their offensive line, stuff along the defensive line. They got to figure out the quarterback situation in the next, you know, couple years. So for them, it was an opportunity to give yourself resources to try to rebuild / retool as you figure things out. So it was a perfect situation for them, and they also were taking calls to possibly move back. Again, they did not. So that made a lot of sense. And if you're the Jaguars, look, you got a new head coach, you got a new GM, a new team president, and you're trying to invigorate this fan base that has been just, you know, struggling and enduring, you know, just years and years of disappointment and dysfunction. So it was a statement move for them. They already have a quarterback, so they needed somebody electric to energize this fan base and give Trevor Lawrence somebody to go to, somebody that's going to give them a spark on both sides of the ball. So both teams got what they needed, and yeah, it was a lot. And we'll see if it was too much. Everybody I talked to has said, everybody but one person. I pulled probably about a dozen people. Most everybody said that Travis Hunter is a lockdown corner in the NFL and a pretty good wide receiver that, you know, they'll see, they imagine he'll be in packages. Now, some said, hey, you know, we'll see if he can go both ways. Only one person that I talked to thought that he was a better wide receiver than with elite skills to go up and get the ball than a cornerback. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, if he is a guy that, you know, gets, you know, an interception, you know, 6 interceptions a year and has 4 or 5 touchdown catches a year,
pretty sick.
Then that's, you know, that's pretty good.
Right. Yeah. Well, all right. So sticking with quarterbacks, were you surprised at 21 that the Steelers went defensive tackle and not a QB there? Were you surprised that the Giants moved back into the first round and took Jackson Dart?
I was surprised that the Steelers, yes, I was surprised that they didn't take a quarterback right there. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know that that means that they have, you know, things hammered out with Aaron Rodgers, which some people are like, oh, is this what this means?
Right.
But They felt very strongly about that defensive lineman that they got, which, you know, they need when you think about who they play. They gave up 300 yards and got gashed by the Ravens in the playoffs. So they need somebody because, you know, Cam Hayward is getting up in age. So they need somebody there. And maybe they've, you know, taken the pulse and felt like there's an opportunity for them to still get Sanders, who, you know, by the sounds of things they like. But how much? Was I surprised about the Giants? I wasn't surprised that they jumped up back into the second round. A little bit surprised that it was Jackson Dart, but there were some people. I was asking around, like, okay, give me a surprise that's going to happen in the first round. And some people thought that we could see maybe three or four guys, quarterbacks, taken in the first round. But one person said that Jackson Dart would be the second quarterback taken as the pick that they had for the surprise. So there were people that were high on him. You know, we'll see what happens with Sanders. I feel like he's going to wind up in a good situation. Look, we've seen, you know, Jalen Hurts was a second round pick and he just, you know, helped, you know, lead the Eagles to a Super Bowl. Is Sanders going to be that? I don't know. I do feel like a lot of the stuff with Deion, you know, people don't want to deal with headaches for a guy that they feel like, okay, you know, he's a good athlete. He's got some things you can work with, but we don't need to give up a first round pick. Again, people probably have him marked, you know, graded, you know, pretty decently, but felt like they took the pulse of all the other teams in that part of the draft and nobody was desperate for a quarterback so they could meet other needs.
What did you make of what Washington did? Most kind of expecting it to be a little bit what we perceived as more need-based, like an edge or corner. Offensive tackle depth, though, you could never argue with. I think this staff here, everyone just keeps talking about it. They just earned the benefit of the doubt, so everyone's kind of behind it. But there was surprise.
Yeah, a little bit of surprise. But really, like, think about what they have. They have a quarterback that could be a generational type of talent. And what do you have to do? You've got to look at, you know, what the Eagles have done. They've built in the trenches. That offensive line is, you know, fantastic. Look at, you know, Baltimore. They're always investing in their offensive line. So they felt like they had to do that. Now they got Laremy Tunsil, and, you know, he's the left tackle. But, you know, is this a move that they feel like this kid can play right tackle for a couple of years and move over to left? I don't know. But they feel like, look, we've got to make sure that our bookends are sound. And now they've got some versatility. They've got a number of guys on that offensive line group that can play multiple positions, you know, whether it's, you know, a swing tackle or a guard slash tackle. And that's what you need, especially, you know, if there's injuries. So I felt like it was a pretty good pick. It was interesting, though, that it was him and not Josh Simmons, who a lot of people had rated a little higher, but the injury concerns kind of scared them away. You know, we'll see what else happens the rest of this draft for them.
Mike, I kind of hate how good Howie Roseman and the Eagles are at just collecting talent. They sit at 31, and Jahad Campbell, a guy that we saw mocked, you know, like anywhere in the 10 to 15 to 20 range, falls to them at 31, and with the N'Kobe Dean injury at linebacker, like, he can just plug him right in and, you know, hit the ground running at 31. What did you think of that pick?
Yeah, I mean, Howie Roseman is just really good at his job now. You know, I mean, we know that they're going to move around, and I bet you there's going to be more moves, but they know how to identify talent, and it seems like they always have a really good guy that winds up landing in their lap. You know, when you are built in a way that you have so much depth and talent, you know, you don't have to, you can basically go after what you need. And that's what they were able to do. They needed to get a pass rusher. They talked to the Chiefs, moved up one spot. You know, it's interesting because the Chiefs weren't going to, you know, take him. They had their sights set on a you know, left tackle, but they moved up a spot. And they get a guy that's got a lot of range. I know he played off ball in college, but they see him as a guy that's going to come off the edge. They're going to move him around and do a lot with him. And so that defense, which already has a bunch of freaks along their defensive line, gets another guy to help on the edge.
Well, the Falcons double dipped on the edge. They take Jalen Walker at 15, and then they trade back into the first round at 26 and they take James Pierce Jr. out of Tennessee. So, I mean, that's a team that identified we need to get after the passer,
yep,
and we're going to take not one but two guys in the first round to accomplish that.
Yeah, they had 31 sacks all of last year. Mm-hmm. 31. Right. That is just, you know, really awful. And you've got a defensive-minded head coach in Raheem Morris. You know, last year people thought they were going to take a pass rusher, and they got a quarterback. So this year they made sure, okay, look, we're getting a pass rusher first, and then we're going to make a move and get another pass rusher to make sure that we are really able to be aggressive and take care of the needs that we have there. And, you know, they've got a division that's got, you know, Baker Mayfield, good quarterback. We'll see what happens with Bryce Young, but he seems improved. And so for them to be able to get, you know, two guys coming off the edge, that really should help their defense.
So tonight in the second round, we were kind of talking about Cleveland. They got the 33rd pick. They got the 36th. The Raiders have the 37th. I mean, they've got a veteran quarterback, but, you know, it's probably not a long-term deal. Saints sitting at 40. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Cleveland Browns passed on a quarterback at 33 just because Houston and Tennessee are behind them who don't need quarterbacks. But at 36, I would expect them to do something. I'm not sure if it would be Sanders. Not sure if it would be Milroe. Maybe I'm way off. Maybe they don't like any of these quarterbacks and they'll pass on it. But, you know, some of these quarterbacks in these desperate teams that need them are going to go. So what are you thinking in the early parts of second round?
Yeah, no, I think that we're going to see kind of a run on quarterbacks, you know, the you know, two or three that will go. Now, and the thing is, look, none of these guys are guys that can, you know, most likely can't start day one. They might need some time. You know, when I was asking for comparisons for Sanders, I was told, you know, kind of like Jordan Love is what he could be. Maybe he's more like Teddy Bridgewater, but going somewhere and sitting for a year wouldn't be the worst thing for him. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Like you said, these teams need long-term answers at quarterbacks. They kind of have some Band-Aids at their quarterback position right now. But, you know, they're going to be – we saw a decent amount of, you know, moving around. There's going to be a lot more trades up and back and things like that. So I would expect those guys to come off the board pretty quickly.
Joined by Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic. Tell us why you think the Chiefs got a steal at the end of the first round. And Josh Simmons, I know his season was cut short with a knee injury, but they think he can be Mahomes' real protector in the future.
Yeah, that's exactly right. The way that he was playing last year, or, you know, his junior season and the first half of his senior season before that patella tendon injury that required surgery, a lot of people thought that he was, you know, probably the best tackle going to be coming out of the draft, top five, top 10 pick. And so when they began their evaluation process, the Chiefs had him really circled and spent a lot of time getting to know him, learning about his injury history. He said that they talked and followed up and examined way more than any other team. So he wasn't even surprised when he got the call from them. They had, you know, just done that much research and been that much communication. And they feel like, okay, it's really hard to get a quality, you know, franchise cornerstone type of left tackle. And they had a guy that, yeah, he's coming off of injury. So that caused him to slide down into their lap. And they're never in position to be able to draft one of those guys that early. So, you know, they feel good about his recovery. They are not going to set a timeline. He thinks it's going to be training camp, but they feel like, okay, we got Jalen Moore from San Francisco, who played a lot when Trent Williams was injured, but he could be our guy to start with. And then eventually we have our long-term solution here in Josh Simmons.
So the Bengals take Shamar Stewart out of Texas A&M mid first round. Does that open the door for a Trey Hendrickson deal on day two or day three?
Good question, Cakes.
Well, we'll see. But the thing is their defense was so bad. They gave up so many points, so many passing yards. You need more than one pass rusher. You know, if they are serious about competing in that NFC North, where you have, you know, Lamar Jackson, you know, and you've got to be able to get after the quarterback. And so they haven't been able to get something done with Hendrickson yet. But, you know, maybe they still get something done. We'll see what other teams will offer now that, you know, the first round is out of the way. That was probably too rich an asking price. But, you know, we'll see how it plays out.
One of the names that I was surprised didn't go in the first round, because this is a guy, you looked at every mock, he was going anywhere from 8 to 10 to 14, maybe in the 20s, but Will Johnson slips. So he slips. He's, you know, if you look at a lot of the best players available, he's right at the top so far. So I know he had a lingering injury. Maybe people are worried about the knee. Were you surprised Will Johnson out of Michigan, a stud corner, who's been compared to Patrick Surtain? That's a comparison. Were you surprised that he didn't go in the first round?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Yeah, well, I was a little bit, but the thing is there were only two cornerbacks taken in the first round, you know? So teams had other needs kind of circled and highlighted there, you know, but whoever gets him will probably get a first round level talent. And so it's, you know, unfortunate for him, but it's good for the team that they were able to get a guy who could be a really impact guy at, you know, basically a bargain type of a deal. But I think it was just the way teams needs shook out, and you know the injury probably had something a little bit to do with it, but they knew okay a little bit of dinged here, so we can afford to pass on him and then maybe get him in the next round.
Mike, we're gonna let you run, man. We know you're busy at this time of the year. It's Mike Jones, NFL writer for The Athletic. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, thanks guys.
Yep, see you, man. That's Mike Jones from The Athletic. 800-636-1067 is the number. When we come back, we're gonna take your calls. Where do you go in round two? What's your pick at 61? Good luck trying to guess what Adam Peters and his staff are going to do. Nobody thought they're going to take Josh Connelly Jr. out of Oregon. He was the pick at number one. Now you got to set your sights on 61, the second round draft pick. Do you stay there and make the pick? Do you move up for a guy that you love? Do you move back to accumulate extra picks? Give us the guy that you love in round two. 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on draft day, day two, next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. And we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.